Hello and welcome back to our Leadership Experience Journey. We are today in Chapter 10, Exploring Leading Teams. Leading teams is an experience of leadership inside a bigger experience of leadership. As we already experienced together, there are many different ways to empower this leadership process and to put it into practice when we have to lead people, a community, an organization. This chapter for this webinar we are following together will be not included in the final exam, but anyhow we will go through it together. Learning objectives are turn a group of individuals into a collaborative team that achieves high performance through a shared mission and collective responsibility. Again, this important word in leadership process, responsibility, comes to us. Identify challenges associated with teamwork and explain why people sometimes have negative feelings about working in a team. This is a very important point we experience through mindfulness and through emotional intelligence, and how to switch our negative feelings, emotions or thoughts into something positive in order to build value for the organization. Lead a team to high performance by providing a compelling purpose and clear objectives, clarifying roles and responsibilities, designing the team in terms of size and diversity, giving team members decision authority and providing support and coaching. Nowadays, organizations take care about functions of people, skills, and it is always more an environment of meritocracy and not like a pyramid or organization like in the past. Understand and handle the stages of team development and know how to promote cohesiveness and shape productive team norms. Because of course, there are some rules, some norms to follow, to be followed in order to respect the path of the work. Understand the challenges and benefits of virtual teams and the team leader behaviors that contribute to virtual team effectiveness. Handle conflicts that inevitably arise among members of a team, because of course we are not all in the same evolutionary level. We don't experience all together at the same time all these evolving steps. So of course when we are in a team we are different people with different backgrounds, different cultures, and it is not so easy for a leader to create a balance in this team. Value of teams. Valuable in organizations where work is interdependent, to successfully accomplish a task, a team has to ensure coordination, information sharing, so circular information, and communication is also important, exchange of materials. Teams. What is a team? Unit of two or more people who interact and coordinate their work to accomplish a shared goal or purpose. And allow me to add, emphasize, because as we already saw in this course, empathy takes a great role in relationship. Benefits organizations and employees, improved productivity and quality, greater flexibility and speed, flatter management structure, better employee involvement and satisfaction, and lower turnover. Of course, because the more people are changing in a group, the more this work can be not facilitate in doing and in achieving the outcome. In this exhibit 10.1, you have the evolution of teams and team leadership, and the flow is indicating as functional team, cross-departmental team, and self-directed team. So let's see this balance between the need of traditional leadership and need for team leadership. Self-directed teams, the chapter continues with some specific information about different kind of teams. We will go through them almost quickly, because in this webinar we are not going so deep in this topic, but we will just explore the main dysfunctions that a team can face. For example, this in Exhibit 10.2, dysfunction that a team can face are lack of trust, fear of conflict, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability, and inattention of results. In this, you have this guideline, so take note about these dysfunctions that a team can go through. Leading a team with a high performance, of course, let's see, what are the major elements of doing this process for a positive outcome? Compelling purpose, clear objectives, and explicit metrics. Diversity of skills and unambiguous roles. Streamlined team size, decision authority over how to achieve goals, support and coaching. So elements to lead a team to high performance are designed in this way. Here in this exhibit you have the five stages of team development, which are mainly forming, storming, norming, performing and adjourning. And you can go through them according to this group development in this study of development sequences small group by Bruce W. Tuckman. Team cohesiveness, it is another aspect very important for team, and it is a determinant for the team interaction, shared goals, personal attraction, and the consequences, the higher morale due to greater communication, friendly team climate, loyalty, maintenance of membership, member participation in team decisions and activities, and better performance leading to greater productivity, and so on. Many other different consequences in cohesiveness that you can go through them according to the book. Let's explore for a while these team norms. So, what are team norms? They are informal standard of conduct that is shared by team members and guides their behavior. Provide a frame of reference for what is expected and acceptable. And let me add then, when team are working in an organization or a big company or corporate, nowadays more often these big companies has ethical code in which, there are not so many different rules or norms, but at least you can find the basic behavior and agreement about ethical relationship in the company and so in the group of work. Then the chapter continues with these two ways team norms develop. So primacy, first behaviors, plus explicit leader statements drive to team norms. Team competencies, goal setting and performance management, planning and coordination, collaborative problem solving, communication, conflict resolution, of course. And the roles in a team, task specialist role, that mean initiate ideas, give options, seek information, summarize and energize, and social-emotional role. Encourage and harmonize, reduce tension, follow and compromise. These are two different big area of roles in a team. Then, of course, nowadays are more often, there are this virtual team, and handling virtual team, it's a little bit challenge also, because very often this virtual team's members are from different cultures. In fact, geographically or organizationally dispersed members sharing a common purpose are the members of those teams. Linked through advanced information and telecommunications technologies. So, global team culturally diverse members who live and work in different countries and coordinate some part of their activities on a global basis. To lead virtual team, it is needed a specific training, specific empathy, specific skills that can be learned, of course. Characteristics of virtual team: spatial distance limits face-to-face interaction, and this of course is a limit because interacting face-to-face with a person is much more easy rather than being such in a long distance and with some technical difficulties sometimes. Use of technological and communication is the primary means of connecting team members. Here we have this very nice XBit 10.5 about the three main different type of team: conventional, virtual, and global. Conventional are co-located, usually face-to-face. Member cultures, if it is not an international environment, the most part of the time is the same. And the leader challenge, of course, is high, but workable. Virtual are scattered, spatial distance. Communication, of course, is mediated. Member cultures is the same, but not always. And the leader challenge is higher. Global team, of course, widely scattered, of course, mediating. Member cultures, the most part of the time, are different. And for the leader, of course, being a global leader has a very high challenge. So, virtual team advantages: quickly assembles of talented group of people to complete a complex project, solves a difficult problem or exploit a specific strategic opportunity. Diversity can fuel creativity and innovation. Yes, because diversity is always a very powerful engine for creativity and innovation. Saves time and travel expensive. Disadvantages are delays in meeting deadlines because of the net, maybe, or the time zone, and the difficulties in plan and fix and arrange and manage this kind of meeting, virtual meeting. Little supervision and greater trust on team members. Greater focus on results than the process. Provides guidance, encouragement, and support with little control. These are the main two differences in advantages and disadvantages of this virtual team. The skills of a successful virtual team leader are selecting the right team members at the first shot, starting off right, using technology to build relationships, agreeing on ground rules. So to avoid also team conflict that can be also in virtual team as far as in face-to-face team. Conflict is an antagonistic interaction in which one party attempts to thwart the intention or goals of another. There are many different types of conflict, like task, like relationships, for example. And here there is a nice exhibit that shows us the balancing conflict and cooperation. And you can see there's two: low team performance, high team performance, and the amount of conflict that can rise according to the level of the team performance, of course. Causes of conflict: mainly competition for resources, lack of clear roles and responsibilities. Here there is a model of styles that can help you in understanding how to handle a conflict, and art of negotiation, for example. You can go through it, the ways to negotiate and to relate with other, and rules for reaching a win-win solution. Also here we have some suggestions, that the basic suggestion is always to listen to people very carefully. So with the first great attention, with intention, many problems can be solved from the roots. And with this, I give you my goodbye to next chapter. See you soon. I speak to you soon. Thank you.